listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. The Gold Coast can expect a surge in police numbers from next week, patrolling our shopping centres and transport hubs. Operation Whiskey Legion will be targeting violent crime, stealing and domestic violence offenders. It's already had a successful run at Logan and Ipswich. It'll be using officers from the Highway Patrol, the Crime and Intelligence Command, Rail Squad, Water Police, Dog Squad and Crime Prevention, as well as local police officers to crack down on known crime hotspots. The Weather Bureau is predicting a wet weekend ahead of the Gold Coast. Forecaster Patch Clapp says we might be in for some significant rain.
Looking at showers increasing in general right across southeastern Queensland across both Saturday and Sunday, and may see some of those areas of showers tend to rainfall at times, leading to some moderate and locally heavy falls, particularly around the coast as we get towards the weekend.
Budget airline Bonza has confirmed they've had to cancel some flights between several centres in North Queensland and Gold Coast Airport between now and the end of the month. A spokesperson says 7 flights have been impacted due to operational requirements after their lease agreement with Nauru Airlines was terminated. They have issued an apology to those who've been affected. And calling all Gold Coast guitar heroes, registrations are now officially open for Hotter's Those Who Rock concert in July. There is a series of free community workshops from May to June in community centres across the Gold Coast, from Pimpama to Toogan, to learn and rehearse a set list of iconic rock songs before taking to the stage for a huge finale concert. You can jump onto the Hotter website to register. Updating sport now, and an injury blow for the Gold Coast Suns ahead of their AFL clash against the Swans in Sydney this Sunday. Small forward Malcolm Rosas is set for a stint of 8 weeks on the sidelines after injuring his hamstring against Hawthorn. Defender Sandy Brock has been cleared to play after fracturing his forearm, but Jai Farah and Lloyd Johnson are both 1 week away from returning.